Well, that is the story of the day, of course, here in Australia. The 2018 federal budget, the budget speech is just minutes away. All the important detail that hasn't been leaked or strategically communicated already will soon be revealed. Our political reporter Lucy Barber joins us again. Lucy, do you think we can expect any big surprises?
Linda, I don't think we can ever rule out surprises, especially those of the nasty variety. And that's simply because every single minister has to try to find policy savings, and they're often buried deep in the line items of the budget papers. So it's very typical to see the good news budget stories leaked ahead of time. But overall, the government has been fairly tight-lipped this year, and so that suggests there might be some surprises in store, nice or nasty. I do think we can expect something more on tax tonight, and that the Federal Treasurer, Scott Morrison, will reveal that these income tax cuts for low to middle income earners will be just one part of a bigger, more complex puzzle. We'll have to wait for more details on that very soon. And with regards to those income tax, Linda, the ones that have already been revealed, they are modest, just $10 a week for low to middle income earners, so people earning up to $90,000 a year. Our reporter Lily Hoffman hit the streets of Albany in Western Australia to find out what people might spend that extra cash on.
Organic coffee.
Oh, definitely I'd spend it on coffee, for sure. Yeah. I've got about 12 little loyalty cards around Albany that we visit regularly for coffees.
What would you spend it on?
Probably pie.
On a pie? Any particular flavour? Meat, chicken?
Cheese and bacon.
Cheese
steak and kidney.
On my vegetables.
On your vegetables?
Yeah.
Good
idea. Yeah. Well, seeing I'm retired and I'm not paying tax, it's not really any benefit to me.
I don't drink coffee. Meh. Veggies. Yeah, fruit and veg.
Probably food for the cats, to be honest.
That's a bit of a different take on the sandwich and a milkshake, isn't it, Lucy? Those locals on the streets of Albany in WA. I mean, this seems to be very much a budget pitched at baby boomers and older Australians on other fronts. Why is that?
Well, I think it's fair to say there is a legitimate need, and there has been for some time now, for big reforms like more places in home care. And the government's really been grappling, as have other governments in the past, with how to manage this issue of the burden of a big baby boomer demographic. Now, the government's also looking to appeal to that sort of age bracket ahead of the next federal election, and it's been framing the federal opposition's plan to end cash payments for excess franking credits as an attack on retirees. So this budget squares nicely with that argument. But given it does look to be a budget with plenty on offer for older people, younger Australians, Linda, might be wondering what's going to be in it for them. We'll certainly find out shortly when we hear the Treasurer hand down the budget from Parliament House. And once all those no doubt hungry journalists locked up inside poring over the budget papers have been released.
Thank you very much, Lucy Barber in Canberra.